to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
104.1. Again, 617-655-1234. We'd love to know what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. Aaron is from Wilmington. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it morning? I don't know.
It is.
Yeah, well, you were.
For a few more hours anyway.
You're a lucky one. You escaped the weather. You know, I said on Thursday, Kennedy, I was like, I want to buy a plane ticket to go somewhere warm. And you did that. Tell everybody where you went.
I did. I went to Albuquerque, where we were very close to the sun.
Why did you pick Albuquerque?
So I know you guys have heard of the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
So their rival team, the Savannah Party Animals, which I'm a party animal girl, started their own headlining tour. And opening weekend was in Albuquerque.
So fun.
My one girlfriend lives in Seattle, and then we actually ended up meeting up with five other girls. So there were six states represented at one game.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so they started their tour against one of the new teams, and they were two of the best games I've ever seen in my life. One ended on a Grand Slam home run, and the next one ended the next day with a fan-caught foul ball, which was
What the Savannah Bananas have done is just incredible. They have created this just enormous force of a sports team filling out huge stadiums with minor league baseball players. It's incredible.
13,000 at Isotopes, and our Lyft driver said that they have not been sold out in years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, now their competitor team is going on a national tour.
That would be like
the Washington Generals going on a tour by themselves.
Make your paper, boo-boo.
That is so cool.
Listen, I'm just saying, I'm not saying the party animals are owning the Savannah Bananas this year, but the new team, though, that came out, their name is the Texas Tailgaters. They're legit. They are so good.
You are way too deep into this.
Which I love.
You are going to be checking out the draft.
We can't get super deep into this.
she can do whatever she wants.
No, she can. She can. Thank you for calling.
We don't have anything here to sell. Celebrate, we might as well.
Thank you, Aaron. Oh, that's probably true. Holly is from Needham. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Down on the Cape this weekend. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
So we hit up Hog Island Brewery. Okay. We did some rainy day activities. We brought the kids and we left the iPads.
Oh, that's a smart move.
Well played.
Smart.
They were wild. They were feral.
And they slept at night.
And they kind of sort of slept. I know I got one kid who's got FOMO for everything, but they're almost six and almost three. So
that is a scary thing to go off for the weekend and not have their devices. I mean, that is just...
Yeah, back in my day. Really do devices.
I only had a cassette
really
player.
We don't do devices all that much. Right. We don't use them that much. We do occasionally use them for like rainy days or traveling.
Sure,
I try not to do iPads. And I was like, you know what? We're going for it. And it went fine. We probably turned a few heads because people were like, whoa, got children in the wild, not on electronics.
Let them run, babe. Let them run. Touching grass is good for the soul.
That is great.
They're two boys. I have two boys.
God bless you.
Wow. What an adventure.
All right. Thank you, Holly. Have a great week. What an adventure, traveling without their devices.
I love it.
Yeah.
Feral kids sound fun.
It's like the olden times.
It's the olden times.
Amanda's from Brookline. Also, some big things happening for her, I guess, this weekend. Good morning.
Yeah. I gasped when she said without iPads, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Brave. I packed up all my worldly belongings over the weekend, and on Friday I'm moving to Vermont, the land of maple and cheddar.
Are you really?
Now, where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you living here before?
So I'm in Brookline now.
Okay.
I'll be near Killington. So a bit of a lifestyle shift, but I'm really excited for it.
Is it a new job?
I am even more excited that I get to bring you all with me, thanks to Odyssey. And this is like not a paid sponsorship. I'm really excited to
Checks in the mail.
Be able to have you guys with me.
No, we are the most listened to radio station in Vermont via the Odyssey.
Wait, really?
What else are you going to do?
Well, you're about to be anyway.
Can't be Kennedy sponsored by Subaru. We love Vermont.
All right.
Well, we're going to miss you in Brookline.
We are.
We're going to miss you, but have a great time up in Vermont.
It's everything you want it to be.
And please call in and let us know how it's going.
Ooh, update the forest. You bet.
Update, yes. Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Friday night, I went to Boston Calling, even though it was 50 degrees and raining sideways.
Whoa.
So there was an industrial man out front selling ponchos at an incredibly high markup.
So smart man.
He probably made a killing.
Wish I'd have thought of it.
We passed on that because we layered up like people that are in their 30s now and think ahead. The correct footwear, hiking boots, because it was getting a little muddy in there.
Right.
But we noticed as soon as we were in line at Will Call, man, all of the girls who were like 20, 21 years old.
Not prepared.
In the cowboy boots, mini skirt, crop top, no jacket, and they're all just huddled together for warmth.
Like, what are we doing?
They're visibly not having a good time.
As soon as they got inside, they bought themselves probably a very expensive sweatshirt.
And I was like, Luke Combs doesn't get on for another 3 hours. You guys better hang in there.
Now, who did you go to see besides Luke Combs?
Oh, T-Pain.
Yeah,
that Mr. was Mr. Tallahassee Payne.
Tallahassee Payne. He stole the show, best set of the night.
Yeah.
Fight me. Luke Combs was great.
Yeah.
But T-Pain in the rain was a moment in time.
Right.
And you forget that he was on the hook of every hit song for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire set list was nothing but bangers.
Right.
Did he sing at all? He's got such a great singing voice.
Oh, yeah. He really didn't use a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was great. The rain was a little much at times, but it also kind of added to the experience.
It looked like it didn't affect the numbers. All the videos that I saw, you know, of people all the nights, it was packed.
The amount
people don't care.
I stayed a little back and stood on a hill so I could see just the massive humanity that was out there for Luke Combs, and they were out there.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It was awesome. And then Saturday, I drove up with my girlfriend and my sister to New Hampshire because my parents just got home earlier in the week.
Snowbirds.
I drove up.
Mm-hmm. Snowbirds are back.
They came back and was like, it's 50 and cold. Why are we here? And I was like, that's on you.
You left Florida a little too soon.
It's New England. You know better.
You might want to wait till Father's Day next year.
But we had kind of a big moment in the family. My brother brought his new girlfriend to meet the family for the first time. They've been dating like 7 months.
Okay.
And he has not brought her around us yet.
So it seems like a long time to go without introducing a girl to the family.
Live far away.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
You know, you can't just like drive down to Florida and be like, hey, mom, here.
Yeah, but I'm around.
Oh, I see you. Haven't you gone to visit them? She wasn't invited?
I have. This is the first time anyone has met her.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful. She did great, but I love my family, but we are very loud and just very inappropriate. There were times I had to step outside because, like, Jesus,
like too much.
There's just 9 people yelling over each other, and I can't repeat any of it.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for bringing back audio.
Yeah, it would just be bleeps.
And I would listen.
So there were times that she was clearly a little over. She went and took the dog for a walk, but I think it was equally she might have needed a walk.
Yeah.
But she was wonderful. She hung in there.
Aww.
Sure.
She put up with a lot.
That's always a tough one the first time you see the fam, especially when they've all seen each other and haven't seen each other in a while as well.
The first thing I walked up to her, I was like, hi, I'm Dan. What are your intentions with my brother? And she got just deer in the headlights eyes.
I don't know. Like, my family is just so sarcastic. So anytime somebody new comes around, which just ball busting is all it is.
Right.
Like, you better have a thick skin if you're showing up around my family the first time.
That's exactly what it was.
It was just very loud.
She got there. She made it through.
So. I don't think my sister's husbands speak.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Just when we're all together, you just don't. All the men just...
If you know what's good for you.
It's a frightening place.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.